It is time for us to check sports. It's time to bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I saw, I read a funny article that had a lot of comments on it the other day. You know who Joe West is, right?
Yeah, bad umpire.
Bad umpire. I mean bad, bad.
Bad umpire.
Yeah. Well, he broke a record for, he's been an umpire longer than anybody else in the history of the game. And there was a big article on him with a lot of platitudes and showing pictures of him. He's been umpiring for, I think it's almost 50 years now.
Too long.
Yeah, and the first comment that somebody put down there was, nice old pictures. Was he as bad when he started as he is now?
They need term limits for them guys like Congress.
A long, long time. Jeez. Oh, well. But anyways, that's the one thing I saw. There were lots of doubleheaders yesterday.
Yeah, because of the rain the day before. So they played Little League schedules yesterday, seven-inning games.
Yeah, it's...
Major leaguers playing seven innings, that's good.
Yeah, it's...
But you can't count it if it's a no-hitter. It doesn't count.
I know.
The game counts.
It's ridiculous. It really is.
Can't watch baseball no more. Can't watch it.
Oh, gosh. First of all, we'll start off with you. Are you got anything you want to lead the way with?
A couple of things. The Knicks put on a good show the other night. I was watching some of that. They were getting beat up. They were down by like 12 points, and they kind of won going away. But it only took two games for the ridiculous New York fans to raise their ugly heads. Did you hear what happened?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the...
And it all started with the mayor of New York. That buffoon. He was chastising the player on the Hawks, Young, and said, act like a basketball player. Okay. So the Knicks beat them on the court the other night, and the Knicks played wonderful. I mean, nothing against the Knicks at all. The guy's leaving the court, some fan spits on him. I thought we were in a pandemic. I thought, you know, we couldn't do things like that. The guy spit on him. It has nothing to do with the fake-demic. It has everything to do with the ridiculous actions of the New York fans. New York should have no fans in the stands because of the way they act, well, not because of any kind of an illness or anything. The New York fans are the worst in the world. That's absolutely ridiculous. What gives anybody the right to spit on somebody? If I was on a train in New York and I spit on somebody, I'd get arrested.
So here's the interesting thing. Also during the playoffs, when the Knicks were playing, Philadelphia had a fan do something stupid. So.
Yeah, another guy. He got banned from there, too.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? What's wrong with these people?
It's people.
And people let him get away with it. They think there's nothing wrong with it. That's the lunacy of the world today. If I go to school and I spit on a kid, I'm going to lose my job and go to jail. But if I'm a fan, I could spit on a participant in the activity. Are you kidding me?
And it just doesn't make any sense at all. Nothing. And you know, when I first realized it, Mike, way back when I started going to the Giant games in Giant Stadium, when they originally opened the original Giant Stadium. First tickets I had were down close to the field, and it was horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was
horrible. I got a funny story for you.
I changed my seats up to the first row in the mezzanine right behind the goalposts, and it was fine. But down close to the field, you had fathers and families there with sons. The sons were – the young kids were as bad as the fathers.
Well, I got
ridiculous.
Two stories for you now. There was a mother and daughter that we – befriended, going to the Devil games all the time, and they traveled to watch the Devils, and I don't mean just to the city, but there was one particular game early when they started going to hockey games, and it was in Madison Square Garden, of course, and you know how the in hockey there's an influence of Russian players, right?
Yeah.
Well, for the first two periods, because of the New York fans and what they were saying, they couldn't figure out who You Suck was.
Okay.
They thought You Suck was a player from Russia. True story. I'm not making this up. They were like, who's You Suck? I'm like, think about it. Who's You Suck? And back in 1978, in the year when the Yankees played Boston in the one-game playoff, I went to a Boston Yankee game. We sat in the upper deck, me, my uncle, his daughter, and his son. I was 18 at the time. We sat in the upper deck behind a foul pole because that was the only seats we could get. The place was jammed up. Louis Tiant was pitching, and et cetera. It was a great atmosphere. What happens? These idiots in the upper deck putting mustard on cups, throwing them at people, and having the vocabulary of guys fighting a war with thinking they're going to die the next day. So my uncle turns around and says, "Listen, I got my 8-year-old daughter here. Can you guys calm down?" Well, they told him something like, "You suck," but it wasn't that. So my uncle, being a big, strong guy, picked the three of them up and threw them down the stairs. They got evicted, and my uncle got applauded. Imagine if that happened today.
It's inexcusable what fans think they are licensed to do.
Yeah, they think their tickets are licensed for them to do whatever they want.
And it's not. And it's been allowed to establish itself
and escalate.
Yeah. I mean,
pitiful.
And it's not only here; it's all over the world. But when you see it, and when families can't afford to take your family to a baseball game, that's one thing. But then when you do fork over to $600 it takes to bring a family of three or four to a game,
you're subjected to that.
You wonder why anybody shows up at all, really. And I'm as rabid.
Not showing up will lead us to the next one. Good, but you can finish.
Yeah, I'm a rabid fan as anybody else. But I used to bring my brother Mitchell, who was a Dallas Cowboy fan, to the Giants games. And I used to have to warn him. I said, "Mitch, you can wear your Dallas stuff and everything like that, but be careful because you just don't know what these lunatics are going to do in the stands."
No, it's true.
You have to warn somebody going to a game. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, back in the day in the 80s, I was a 49er fan, and I used to travel around to watch them play. And they played in Philly. It was the closest they were coming that year. So I went to Philly, but I had enough sense not to wear a hat or a jersey. Because I might not be here today if I did.
So the Islanders wrapped up the Penguins.
Yeah, that was interesting. They played a great game in Pittsburgh, and then came back to waffle them on the island. It was important for them to win that game in Pittsburgh. They had to win one, or else they couldn't win the series. And they were getting outplayed the whole game. I watched the game. They were getting outplayed the whole game. Got a little better in the third period. And got a lot better in the overtime and put Pittsburgh away there. And then Pittsburgh had the lead on them in the island, but then they turned it up and beat them 5-3. So the Islanders moved on. Good for them.
All right, today the Knicks take on the Hawks at 7 o'clock, and the Nets take on the Celtics. The Knicks are tied one game apiece, so the Nets lead the Celtics 2-0.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens there. Again, the Knicks are playing good. I put it on to watch them, but their fans, I mean, just another reason why you root against New York teams.
All right. Any racing this weekend?
Yeah, I got a story about racing, too. Do you know how the you've been at Monmouth Park. You've been there for the end of the day when they play the Summer Wind?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to change the song this year.
To what?
They paved Paradise and put up a parking lot. That's what's going to happen to Monmouth Park, folks. They're going to pave it and put up a parking lot. I went there last night to bet Churchill Downs. Couldn't bet it. It was all closed up. They forced you to go over to the William Hill side to put a bet in. Are you kidding me? Oh, and it gets better. You know how you go to Monmouth Park and you could bring in a bottle of water or you could bring in something to eat?
Yeah.
Can't do it this year. You have to buy whatever, get this, the Legends people tell you to do. Yeah, the same people that are running Yankee Stadium concessions are running Monmouth Park, and you can't even bring in a bottle of water. And the prices are jacked out of sight. And they have a place, a little restaurant down the end outside of the picnic area down there. I call it the Blue Lagoon. It's called the Blue Grotto. And the owner of the track just happens to own the same place. Well, you could sit there and watch the races during the day and eat, bet, and eat. But then at 5 o'clock, the whole place gets cleaned out. And if you don't have a prepaid ticket to enter, you can't go there. Is this insanity or what?
It's all about the dollar.
Is this and by the way, the racing product at Monmouth is god-awful. No whips, jockey's name, I don't know who. If you plan on going to the racetrack in New Jersey and you want to bet, go to somebody's house, bet online, sit in their yard, have a nice barbecue. Don't go to Monmouth Park. It's a disaster.
All right.
And my friends there can get mad at me. I don't care.
All right, so you got any races to pick for this weekend?
Yep, Churchill Downs, because it's going to rain here, so Belmont's going to turn into a mess. Eighth race at Churchill Downs tomorrow, post is at 4:22. It's the Grade 3 Regret. Monmouth is going to regret with what they're doing with their rules there this year. A mile and an eighth on the turf, nine horses line up. Pretty decent race. Couple of horses I'm looking here. The favorite Spanish Love Affair is going to look tough. And remember, there's no Lasix for the horses in this race, so you got to look at that. Mark Cassie horse coming out of the Grade 2 Appellation at Keeneland, where it didn't get the best of rides at 2 to 1. Gets a jockey change to Tyler Gaffalione, who rode him two back and won by two. But a Spanish Love Affair, expect that horse to be the favorite. Oyster Box from the rails, run decently without Lasix. Goes back to Corey Landeros, who's not the greatest of riders, but he's having a decent meet this meet at Churchill Downs. Coming off a bullet work at Fair Hills on May 24th, this horse in the rail could sit a trip and get the job done at the 6-1 morning line, but I'm stepping out. I'm going with the three-horse Line Dancer, trained by Mike Matz, ridden by Julian Leperoux. I think this horse is going to show some speed in this race. If you look back to his earlier races in Maryland at Pimlico and Laurel, this horse had some early speed. Early speed's pretty void in this race, and that's the reason why I think this horse is going to go to the front. Leperoux rode very well in Florida going to the front on turf races this year, and I think this horse is going to have a little bit of reversal of form. So I'm going to go with the three, Line Dancing on top, and the one Oyster Box, and the four Spanish Love Affair underneath. The ninth at Churchill is the Matt Wynn. It's a prep for their big race to Stephen Foster. This is a mile of 16th on the dirt. They got eight horses lining up here. A couple horses I'm looking at. The five, Folsom, the favorite, trained by Brad Cox. Coming off a win at Keeneland in April and another win in Oakland in the beginning of May, winning the Oakland Handicap. This horse is in form and is a must-use in your numbers, especially when you look at his last work, going 59-1 is the third best work out of 40. So got to use the favorite in your numbers, but I don't bet favorites to win. Two horses I'm looking at to win here. One is the 2 Helium, who is 5-2 morning line, which is really suspect. Won the Tampa Bay Derby, so you have to use this horse here. Obisos is going to be the favorite. They got 2 5-2 shots and a 2-1 shot in this race. Obisos ran in the Derby, ran fifth. This horse is going to be way over bet. Put a line through him. He has no shot to win this race. Horse I'm going to take a shot with is the 7, though, Sitting on Go, trained by Dale Romans. This horse broke his maiden going a mile in the Iroquois right after he broke his maiden a mile in the Iroquois. Lit the board up at 24-1. Ran in the Tampa Bay Derby, the Bluegrass, the Pat Day Mile. Very lethargic, but comes back to Churchill Downs and has a super work on March 23rd. 59-2, the best work out of 32. Gets Talamo up, in my opinion, is a better jockey, a good jockey change from Corey Lannery. Look for Sitting on Go to be sitting on a big race tomorrow at 12-1 or a price thereabouts and take down everything in the Matt Wynn. So the 7 Sitting on Go is my top pick, using the 5 Folsom and the 2 Helium to round out the exactas and tries. So we'll see what happens tonight with the Knicks. Hopefully they'll win, and hopefully the fans in Atlanta have a lot more class than they do in New York.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
Do you want to work Monday because it's Memorial Day?
Yeah, why not? I'm off.
Okay.
I'm off today, too.
All right. Enjoy the weekend, then.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Take care. Mike Causey this morning with a check on sports.